your boy Fetty J. Got, you know, on the Robin to the Batman herself, or Batwoman in this case. My girl Angela. What's up, Angela?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Thanks for tuning me in.
Yeah. It's another Tuesday. It's another Tuesday. Yes, it is.
And you feel the need to sing?
Yes. I'm in a very jubilant spirit. It's in the singing mood period. So.
Why you in a singing mood? You got something?
No, that's not the reason. I'm like, my life is a musical. Sometimes I have my days where I'm like more musical than others. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yes. So I got some news to report for the show for you, Angela. Because remember last show, everybody, y'all know how I am. When I say something, I'll make it happen. All right, so it is actually news to Angela as far as the exact date. You know, I told her when most of them, but everybody knows. Remind everybody who your man, who your favorite crush is. One of your favorite crushes right now is Angela.
This is my only crush right now.
Okay,
McKinley,
I didn't want to mess up and say that wasn't your only. So I want to make sure.
My crush is McKinley Freeman, who plays Derek Roman on Hit the Floor. He's fine stuff. Lord. Tall glass.
So, y'all, let me tell you what I did for my calls, because my calls are so awesome. So awesome. And I had to do it. It's like, man, she always riding down with me. And, you know, she knows I always show support for it, show support to me. But I wouldn't take it another step. I was like, man, I think I can make this happen. So right after the show, I went in contact. Y'all know me. I tell y'all, people think I was playing about having VH1 contact. Get my VH1 contact up. I said, hey, I need the information for McKinney's PR team. Bam. Hit the PR team up. I hit them up at around midnight. In the morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning, they sent me an email telling me that they were definitely wanting to do it and to give them some prospective dates. So the date they were looking at, that he'll be coming through the show, will be June 24th, right here on Glitz and Glamour.
Y'all, I'm getting
24th.
Married on June 24th. I'm so,
whoa,
you don't understand.
There you go.
I'll be waiting.
So now I'm like in like Angela, like top five people, favorite people now.
Heck yeah. Dang, if only this is an in-person interview.
Oh, Lord.
I just
want to
stare at him.
Thank
I just
God
want to hear him breathe.
Oh, Lord. Pray for him. I'm praying for McKinley. I've been in a worry time.
Yes. Okay. I'm going
to
try my best.
Definitely, he'll be stopping through here.
Well, shout out to McKinley Freeman PR team. You guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. New friends.
Hey, I'm telling you, like, that's usually how I book a lot of people, man. Like, it'll be like, I just like, you know what? I even have, like, it'll be like a discussion we had on my head, somebody about somebody that I'm going to look for, or somebody like, say, I can't get somebody on the show and I prove them wrong. Because I remember when, like, Cubana left, somebody was like, remember, but you can't get Cubana left on the show. Here, I got her. Not only was I able to get in touch with her, but the person I got in touch with to get it done was Q from World Star. So, pretty, you know, I can tell you, man, you never know, man. Don't think just because me and Angela are not millionaires that we not making big moves. Don't let it fool you. Sometimes we don't tell y'all everything right off the bat. You have to kind of go do your research and find it out for yourself.
Right. So you can't speak your hand, people. Can't speak your hand.
No.
Anyway,
Daddy,
can you let us know what
tonight's
topic is?
Yes, tonight's topic is finding out your spouse has a mistress. The question is, do you leave or do you stay?
Interesting. Interesting. So I guess we'll get into some entertainment news for tonight. Did you watch Love and Hip Hop yesterday? It's just a mess. It's just gets worse and worse, I tell you.
I've taken a high hiatus from Love and Hip Hop ATL because it just kind of has just not been giving me life.
No, it's giving you no life. No life at all.
I mean, I feel like, seriously, I feel like I'm on Tales from the Crypt because I'm feeling like I'm deader than the freaking dude, than the Crypt Keeper because this is boring. I mean, it's like, you know, there are all these different gimmicks that try to get you to watch it in the first place. It is continuously not working for me, and the storyline does not keep me. It's
like,
just the fact of everything seems too rehearsed and too planned now.
Yeah, like this season, they have Erica Scrappy, baby mama, quote unquote. They have her being extremely ghetto. Like, she like doing the most. She like that girlfriend who buttoning everybody's business and being messy, going back and telling this person that person this. I'm just like, that was so not her, you know, when the show first started. So I'm kind of confused as to what direction they trying to go in with Erica. And then you have Carly Red sitting here talking about she left her iPhone in Jack's car one day and then turned on Find My iPhone to wait out to see where he was at. Like, I feel if you have to do all that to see what the fuck your man doing, you need not be with that man, baby girl. I'm not leaving my phone in your car to track you down. No. No. Fuck around, get myself caught up.
You know I don't hold my tongue because, I said this when I first saw that he was on the show, and now, what's up, Houston, just open your line. I saw that he was on there, John Jack was on there. I was like, man, last time I heard from this dude was, I mean, what was the track now?
I won't say
last time was going down. Slim from
Jukebox.
112, I believe that. I forgot his song when, because it was kind of like, I got to look at the name of it, Slow Down, or something like that.
Yeah, no clue.
That was the last time we heard from Young Jock, and he was featured, but when last time you heard a song by him?
And I didn't think he was that old. I thought he was young, but they seem
how old
older. I don't know, but they keep saying he old, but then I thought Young Jock was like in his 20s.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mimi. I can't believe Mimi just now coming up with the sense to ask, did he leak that tape?
Mimi so damn dumb, it's ridiculous. Mimi need to be slapping her own hand. So you know you look on your big cousin or your big brother used to hit you with your hand, be like, why you hit yourself? Somebody did that to her ass, and she just dumb.
She gets the Cricket Award of the day. I mean, that's just. And then you know, it's speculation. I don't know if it's believe or not. You know, I raised his own too much hair, but it goes with the Love and Hip Hop still. Apparently now, EBJ and Johnson got a sex tape out now. And the catch of this one is a threesome in this one. I just I didn't give a damn, really a damn about Nico and Mimi's, and I don't give a damn about Stevie J's and Jocelyn's, to tell you the truth.
So why is it that they're saying Althea is, she didn't sleep with Nico, and anytime she didn't sleep with
Nico
Stevie,
is calm
they just be making
up about, they was in high school. if you don't go have a seat, high school don't even count after 10 years.
Yeah, something 15 years ago, come on now. Like, that probably was a 30-minute relationship anyway. Go sit down, please.
Oh, this is off topic, but I want to say this before I forget because I feel like the Lord put this on my heart and he just made this happen for a reason, right? So, as we were talking about, McKinley Freeman is going to be on the show on the 24th. It just so happened my trip to L.A. is on the 26th. Woo, we really getting married, y'all.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
What
show are we supposed to be on?
Our show. Our show, you say?
Yes, he's going to be on here.
Who's supposed to be on our show? The guy from...
My fiance, McKinley Freeman.
Your man you're stalking on the... What's the name of the show?
Do not district me. So hit the floor. That is my baby.
Okay. If you say that.
Thank God you married.
okay.
She married. Busy in love. Oh, my.
You silly.
Okay, shoot. That being said, that's perfect segue. Go to a quick music break. We're going to go to this first track. It's going to be by Spin the Rolodex. Let's go with 505, because I haven't heard that in a while. So we're going to go with that, and then we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour, and yeah.
Hey, what up, baby? What you looking all stressed and shit for? Five. Hey, never mind them. Them niggas be tripping. Anyways, get your hair down, baby. Come jump in this drop with me. Let's roll. She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right. Fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right. Fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
Got the top of my new whip, some type of foreign shit make your bitch sick. My gold bezels make the bitch flip. He's a lame nigga, she like my dick. Got her at the show screaming five shit. She a down bitch when I hit the lick. Spin your bread, use a fucking trick. I like my bitches like I like my whip. Talkin' shit and get your head bust. No tolerance, shout out to my clip. 5-piece, shout out to the click. I got a money tree that can keep you rich. Bank rolls for the hell of it. Satin sheets for the delicate. These bitches choosing, gotta make it quick. Cause it's back to grind as soon as I'm supposed to be. Making moves when I'm taking trips. Flying overseas just to watch them strip. 2 chains, I'm different. And I ain't doing no tripping. Mad at me cause of my currency. And if the pussy weak, then it's a blur to me. She'll pass around like offering. And if the head good, then we adopting them. Five.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right.
She said she tired of them lame niggas. It's cool jazzin', ain't nothing like your main nigga. I'm spontaneous, why he keeps it the same with ya. So play your role, you'd be surprised with the game. Get you, switch it up, roll the switcher while you back it up. Dump the truck, switch positions, Kama Sutra and skinny dipping. Secret missions of ecstasy, escapades under canopies. My stamina, my pedigree, legendary, get your mind right. Dig long, hit the spine right, I was bred to handle this line. I'm like, man, I shine bright. You pussy niggas, it's all hype, but it's all right. I fucked your bitch on the late night, send her home to you in the same night. She fucked the fine of that brain right. You a lame right, get your game right. It's five life, keep it live like.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, got tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a vibe, nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a vibe, nigga.
Like Mr. X, no price, Mr. Do What I Like, Mr. Change the Right. Can't rock with you if you're afraid of height. If the head right, I'm there every night. When I run shit, shit, you heard right. I'm the freshest on the west, that's on Jesus Christ. Mean rip game, it ain't nothing nice. Baby, grab my hand and we can take flight. Shit on all my exes, shit on all your exes. Take you out the Honda, put you in the Lexus. Left that lame nigga, now you straight flexing. Keep killers with me, I know you ain't flexing. Shit, call me guard, cause I be straight blessing. Insecure nigga, cause you be straight stressing. I can teach you things, that's a fucking lesson. Chick shell me. That's the only confession. Keep 100 stacks in my possession. I keep a couple dimes like I'm straight corn collecting. When I'm horny, I'm the one she's texting. I keep a busting back to back like a Smith and Wesson. Oh, lame nigga, damn shame, nigga. Don't be mad at me, you know the game, nigga. Yo, chick chose, I'm so cold. And them Gucci clothes, jewels all go.
I mean, really, Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah. OMG, then that bitch is sad. She so fine, make her take her to an island. Now the nigga down the they be bragging. I-I-C-Y. Cause she dragging that wagon. Yeah, she dragging that wagon.
ain't got time for that.
All right, we're back. We're back right here on Glitz and Glamour with three of the most beautiful women in the world, Angela, Desi, Houston. What's up, what's up?
Thank you for coming
on.
We got Desi on here? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm here, honey.
Oh, Lord, my child car. Oh, baby.
So Desi, you just joined the party, so Angela got some news for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
My fiance, McKinley Freeman, is going to be on the show on the 24th. We're just going to go ahead and get married on the 26th when I get to L.A. What's funny?
I mean, congratulations.
I just watched a sermon saying that you need to speak things into existence. Let me live, please.
She's supposed to date the existence and everything, Lord.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so... Yes, I said on the show last week I was going to do it, and I did it.
Well,
that's a good look. Shout out to Jay.
She said, speaking to existence, I happen.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. That's
so Angela needs to speak her marriage into existence.
That's another discussion. The marriage part.
Lord. Y'all know, I'm sorry, this is off topic again, but I'm kind of concerned with the people as a whole. Usually I don't give a damn, but I'm starting to worry about these people because something is wrong with society. Everybody on my timeline has like a 2-inch waist. What the fuck are y'all doing with y'all lives? Are y'all taking out
they're
reels?
They getting on this stuff, being ridiculous.
Like it's really crazy. Like, and people say, I do this for me, and for me this and me that. No, clearly you're not happy with who the hell you are when you're going altering yourself. I'm sorry, but the shit is getting excessive. You getting cement pumped in your ass. I don't know what's in your titties. You think Cardi was leaking in titties. That happens in real life, guys. Y'all have to stop doing this. You can't use your income tax to go inflate your booty and then can't afford to re-inflate it when it falls again. It's not safe. Fuck it. If he don't like you, he just don't like your ass. Move on.
Okay.
That's all I had.
There's a difference between losing weight and going, like you're saying, going to get some brand new, and I'm going to get a bigger booty. Because there's a difference, because losing weight is not... all you're doing is some of yourself that's something that naturally can be done versus on the other end, go get something that wasn't there and you're putting it there, then that's another discussion.
And I don't have anything against plastic surgeries or, you know, this whole booty surgery everybody's doing.
If it ain't saving your life, I'm not for it.
Y'all doing too. Like, it gets, like, ridiculous. And people have let a lie and say it's real. If you can't wear nothing but tight, you're lying. That is not your ass. It's not. And we can tell. Your legs look like chicken legs and you got this big old booty. You look foolish.
No. Carly, did y'all see when she was talking to Kurt that it was like, I think her butt is not implants. I think it's a butt pad. Because you could see something on her thigh. When she had the little white outfit on,
they got them Brazilian butt lifters. They kind of lift your booty.
See,
you put them in them two little holes.
But see, that's a different. That would be flat. It was something like kind of poking, like looked like some cushion was sitting on her thigh, because it was like a cushion and it was kind of like a little dent in her thigh.
I just don't.
I think
she
was
looking
like real hard. I don't know what that was.
But
she's just be doing too much, man.
Yeah, and then my thing is, if you're going to get implants, why don't you just remove the fat from your stomach and put it in your ass so it'll still be natural body parts instead of you injecting all whatever the hell they put in there?
Because
it's more expensive. That's the problem. People can't afford it, so they want to cheap route out. And they look,
you can't afford it, you always don't need to do it.
Exactly.
It still don't look right because all of a sudden, because now you got to, because people don't be realizing how stupid they were looking, how how when you look at yourself, you don't geometrically make any freaking sense. So you got this booty poking all the way out, but your legs extra skinny, you like a freaking chicken running around. Like, no, they don't look right. Like, at least if you're gonna take, you're gonna do it, go all the way out and do some of those legs too, so your legs even out with your butt and looks proportionate. Cause y'all be running around here looking like the paragraph symbol. Like, that's not cool.
That's true. That's like me. Like, I can only speak for me because I'm very petite. Like, I've always been, like, small. So for me to get something like that, that would be kind of, like, crazy. Like, I would look extra funny because it's just not for me.
They so dumb. They don't give a damn.
That would look funny. Like, I don't want a booty. Like, I think I would look dumb with a butt, too.
I know. I don't want one either.
But I think I'm too tall. I look like a big Amazon or something.
Oh, boy.
I'm walking around like a big old giraffe.
After I had my baby, oh girl, I was fine, girl. I had went all the way up to a size 8. I ain't never been no 8, girl. Baby, I was right. Baby, now that baby weight gone, girl. Baby, that, I don't know where that weight went.
Yeah. You still get that? Okay. Today's
what are we
topic,
talking about? This clearly.
I know,
today,
we haven't even
said anything. We were just bragging about y'all. We can't take the time to brag about y'all. What's that convenient? I'm all for it. Why not brag about the Coles every now and then? Today's topic is, find out your spouse has a mistress. Do you leave or do you stay? Perfect side of paper from everybody on cue.
Who's going first?
Hoo-wee. I guess I go first. So
Just about to say, why don't you go first?
All right. And Paul in the chat room, shout out to Paul. He said, wow, what a topic. Yeah. Paul, is this your first time here, sir? This is what we do every week. These are some crazy topics, but yes. So first, I'm going off into it. You know, I'm over here. I'm stalling while I'm thinking on the same time. Again, the question is: find out your spouse has an issue. Do you leave or you stay? I'm on one hand. I think I would. No, it just depends. It goes back to we talked about this a couple of weeks ago as far as to divorce or not to divorce. It just depends on it because a lot of people kind of miss the whole thing about, you know, marriage. You know, I think it's just kind of like it's not just being in a relationship anymore and you just break out of it. You have stayed in front of however many people was at your wedding, or if you went to Vegas and eloped, the people that was in Vegas, and you told them, you said all these vows, to death do his part and all this, and you just leave so quickly. I would say, as far as thinking that way, say it is irreparable. If it's going to continue to be a pattern and continue happening over and over and there's no coming back from it, then that's when you leave. You don't just leave right away because they did it. And everybody always wants to say this crap, once a cheater, always a cheater. You can't necessarily say that. Like, that's not the case. That's like saying, for instance, once a thug, always a thug. Some dudes, they grew out of that stuff. It's just the same thing, man. Like, you can't put a title on somebody and say they're always going to be that because at the end of the day, people have different struggles. It's like this, it going like by home being a housewife. You can't turn, that's bullshit because, I mean, somebody's being turned into a housewife every day. So, no. I would say stay if it's fixable. If it's not, and the person's going to keep doing it and they don't give a damn or they're not willing to try to do something to help, stop the pattern that don't play with it. simple as that.
Okay, but can I just say something? Because clearly you said finding out your spouse. You're talking about someone that is, of course, married. And I just don't feel like I can give you a chance. I can't. Because I feel like if we both make the commitment, and for some odd reason, like, you, it don't even have to be sexual. You, like, spend a lot of time and going out on lunch with your secretary or whatever the case is. I don't know. I'm supposed to accept that? And you have a mistress at your job or, you know, with some young lady? No. No, I can't accept that. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. So for me personally, no. Not when I'm married, no. No,
mm-mm.
I can't.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I wasn't saying that it's fine for them to have a mistress. No, I'm saying the fact of, as far as you ask the question, because the question again is, I mean, you find out your spouse has a mistress, are you going to leave or are you going to stay? And I was saying that it depends on if it's reparable. If they're going to continue to do the dirt, and they're not going to fix the problem, not no longer having the mistress or doing whatever, then that's when you leave. But if they're going to actually change and get out of that lifestyle, then I say stay. Because and Paul in the chat room said it best. He said, everyone makes mistakes.
But some mistakes can be avoided because everybody have a choice. You make the decision to sleep up. And then it's a mistress. That means she's not like a side piece. No, she's like, yeah, she got a role. So, no, she's been around for a long time and she's a mistress. So, no, I don't condone it. I can't do it. It's no excuse that he can give me for me to, like, say, okay, you messed up. I know people make mistakes. Because I do. I know. We all make mistakes.
I know, but you still put a word in my mouth. I'm not condoning what he's doing.
No, I'm not saying that he is condoning it. I'm saying I can't condone it. Like, I can't, especially when we take vows. Like, I can't do that.
But you also take the vow not to leave until death do y'all part.
That's true, but also God gave the permission. If you want to divorce, he will not hold you accountable for that. Because that is a no-no. Because he looks highly up on marriage. So, no, I know the word. So, he needs to get his life because, no. No, I don't play that shit. Because, and then the people and then she knew that she was married. Oh, no. See, that's how people get cute. And, look, I'm a correction officer. And, look, I done heard some stories. I done seen it. Look, I don't know. No. Just, no. Because I would never trust you. That would lead to other stuff. I can't trust you. I would never be insecure, never. But I can't trust you no more. Because who would say, okay, you know, oh, this is so much shit going on, diseases and all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second.
Oh, Lord.
Let's say, so if they do something that you don't agree with, that they should have been able to handle as an adult, and you don't agree with it, you can leave the marriage, correct? That's, because I'm gonna throw it out there. Let's say that you have a wife and, well, okay, husband in your case, sorry. But you have a, so everybody say you have a husband wife out there, and all of a sudden, you know, she gets strung out on drugs and she just continually do it and don't give a damn, and so all of a sudden, you know, it's like, hey, you're growing up. You should know better. You shouldn't make mistakes like that. And then, you know, is it right for you to stay? Would you stay? Would you leave? Because the same thing, that's still they're making a mistake. They know better. They should know better not to do. That is hurting you, and they know it. And so you shouldn't have to stay. So the question is, on the same token, would you stay with that? Because in the day, people make mistakes every day. But again, it's the dynamic of your relationship. I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody that they need to go to get divorced tomorrow. It just depends on dynamics. And if that person, and if he's continuously doing dirt, then or she's continuously doing dirt, then leave her. Simple as that.
Okay.
But again, if it's like something that you caught early, you caught very early mistakes for something like got crazy, then you know, then see, then sit, actually sit back, sit down, and map it out, and see, and just see where you at. Is that something you want to deal with? And like you said, you won't condone it, you will leave. That's, again, like I say, it's depending on the dynamic of the relationship. And Paul in chat room says, he would say would rather it be sexual than emotional, which is an interesting remark because it's weird, man, because, you know, once you know, somebody has, you know, people with sex, you know, sex is like something that, okay, oh, they had sex and now they're gone, but emotions are a lot harder to turn off than when some people just having sex with somebody really quick. Emotions are really hard to turn the hell off. But then again, I'm going to play devil's advocate to Paul because in most cases, when you have sex with somebody, you leave that emotional thought process with them anyway, so you're killing two birds with one stone, technically. Yeah, it's like this is like a maze. So Houston, go to Houston, man.
Okay, go ahead.
I think when you get married to, you know, what your vows are to, for better, for sickness and health, that's good part, yada yada yada. So it's kind of saying, I look at it as, okay, if somebody cheated, and let's say addicted to sex, it's something that you're not doing for your mate to cheat. I'm not saying, oh, you're ugly, it's your fault he cheated, but it's something that you did not do or something that you did do that he's like, okay, he or she is like, okay, no. I mean, they might be more freaky than you, they might not be as freaky as you, like, whatever the case may be. So it's always both to blame for cheating, but I wouldn't just say, like, oh, the person that got cheated on was just dead wrong. But you do need to realize, okay, you did something wrong. Figure it out so when you do move on, you do better in your next relationship, or if you stay, you guys can work on what you have and not have this issue again. But for those who have this whole other life, it's difficult to be like, yeah, I'm going to stay. When you find out the person got 7 other kids somewhere, that's very hard. I'm sticking with it to death do us part. But, again, it's kind of hard when if you do have somebody that's just raw dog and has a whole other life, don't care about your feelings. You know, when somebody cheats one time, it's kind of like, okay, let's work on it, let's fix it, counseling, prayer, whatever we need to do, you know, let's figure it out. So it just depends on the situation. You know, how long you guys have been together, what you guys have established together. You know, sometimes what you say in your vows also, because people do write their own vows, and, you know, you got your prenup, and you know, you said, hey, if you cheat, you are going to step away. You know, it all depends on your situation to say whether you're going to stay or not. But mine says, to death do us part. Ain't no cheating in this. So, you want me to cash in your life policy? Because I can. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Who was that?
I got real quiet after I said that.
I thought I heard it. I was like, okay. I just said okay. I think she was trying to say something. She didn't realize I was just saying okay.
I don't know, because I just feel like at the end of the day, like, is. Oh, Angela, was you about to say something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Now, I don't really know how to answer this question because I have infidelity issues, okay?
Yeah,
I'm more so afraid that I'm going to be a person that cheat. And what if I really love my husband and I accidentally cheat and he leave my
ass?
Oh,
Lord.
So.
Oh, Lord. You need counseling and prayer.
But, no, like, I think I would actually leave because once you get a mistress, that means you are deep into the game, okay?
That's what I was saying. Like, it was a full-blown,
yeah,
you know, your whole life on the other side.
Like, y'all got, this is a second life. This is another family you got over here. Okay, her kids know your name and shit. No. You buying baby diapers? Nuh-uh.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because, Because if it's a mistress, I can guarantee you he giving her some money. And once the money starts leaving the house, it's time to get shit. We got problems. But, yeah, I can't do the mistress. And no, she can't come over. None of that. She cannot wash the kids. She can't do my hair. She can't be the housekeeper. We can't be one big happy family. Just
she
gone.
She can't do my hair. Have mercy, Jesus.
Okay. You know, she got some kind of hidden talents that he like about her.
Exactly. But my thing is, like, all of this could really be avoided if, like, communication takes place and takes its course in the marriage. If you feel like you're getting bored or you just, you know, want out or you just maybe some me time or whatever or just time with your wife or your husband, like, it can be done. I just feel like that's a selfish act for him to step out and get a whole nother woman and start catering to and spending time and building, like, this whole relationship with this person. Like, I feel very disrespected. Not only do I feel disrespected, but you disrespected our family, our marriage. So that's why I'm like, I can't condone it. I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, you made that decision.
Really?
So I'm exactly. And now I have to make a decision. And till death do us part, I swear to God, if it's something, like, really bad, then, and you die, then that's just, I mean, that's just what it is. Like, that's how people get cute. Because you can't touch people like that. Like, you just can't do it. You can't do that.
Yeah. There's too many diseases going around. People, like, purposely passing out AIDS and HIV, and you want to go and cheat like that? Jeopardize my life. Now I got kids.
Yeah, girl, let me tell you one thing. Yes, that is so true. It's a girl that I work with. Well, actually, she's, like, one of the inmates or whatever. And she have every STD under the, like, HPV, everything. Everything. Let me tell you, she was a prostitute. Let's just say that this scenario that is the question for tonight, our topic, is that your husband or your girlfriend or whatever, your wife or your husband, like, had sex with her and brought home something. You can have protected sex, but if you kissed her in the mouth and she got herpes or something like that, like, you still contracted a STD. I don't think people really understand, like, what, like, you can't get that shit anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't no joke. That's what I'm saying. I don't condone it. I can't deal with you. Right? No. Nah, that's a no-no. That's a big no-no. Nah.
All right, well, we got another mail. Yeah, another one of our resident people. They come through here a lot. My boy Fast, what's up, bro?
What's good, man?
Nothing much, man.
How you doing, lady?
I know you got something powerful to say.
I had two things before I get to myself. Angela, how do you accidentally cheat?
It's an accident. I don't really mean to, okay?
What,
I didn't
wake
up that morning and plan to go cheat, okay?
So, what does that mean?
It means it was not planned, okay?
Did you plan to take your clothes off when it happened?
No, I didn't. Maybe he planned it. I don't know.
Maybe he planned it?
Who knows? I took my clothes off.
Wow.
I didn't listen it up. Why you trying to play me right now?
I was just asking the question off something you said.
Yo, this man is always coming, always, every time.
No, only when you speak before me. Only when you speak before me.
you know what I would say, though? I'm not condoning the cheating. I'm just amazed by this, that, you know, more and more we start to see women a lot more women are honest that they cheated because the media makes it seem like the guys are always the ones who hurt, and that's not the case. I'm just trying to get out of these guys' headlines.
Angela makes a lot of sense. If it's if it's easier for a chick to get a dude, I would assume that more cheating happens on a woman's side. You just don't know about it.
Oh, my God. Are we really going there tonight?
Okay, the second thing I wanted to say, based on something Angela said, I see Desi. Don't be getting no attitude.
Okay, whatever.
But the second thing she was talking about is the dude and his money. Like, cheating is one thing, but if he's spending money, that's it got to be some feelings there, because dudes
mm-hmm.
don't just get any money like that. There's got to be something there. But
amen.
To the topic, I was just feeling like I think I seen it somewhere, like maybe said he posted it on Twitter or Desi. One of y'all posted it, and I thought it said mate instead of not just married. But if I was just in a relationship with somebody and they cheated, it's a wrap. But a spouse, like you married to her, that's like something I consider. Like, I wouldn't just leave. But at the same time, that is something that's kind of detrimental to a relationship, period. But it depends on what the friends are and all that. Because, I mean, that opens up a whole new monster, like, especially when you consider that you're, like, an attractive person who could do exactly what she did. And you're just like, man, I could have did all this, and she out here doing that. It just makes it a whole different monster, man. But I understand where Daddy was coming from as well.
Too, bro. They said, because you just said, somebody said that if you're doing that with, that sometimes she can be doing more, that they might be cheating on somebody that's less sexual. That's even crazier than me.
But, man, I'm just the type of person that I think Desi kind of touched on it. But if I feel like I'm becoming a certain way, I'll let you know that it's happening. Like, if I'm getting distant, I'm going to be like, okay, I don't want to get distant, but that's what's going on. Let's fix this. Or I'm getting angry at what's going on, so let's change that. Or we're not, like, attracted to each other. We're not being affectionate towards one another. I'm going to say something versus going outside of a marriage. That just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, well, why? I mean, I've always asked myself this, that, like, why do people say, you know, you should know, you should be able to read me? I am not Miss Cleo or the Psychic Friends Network. I just want to just come out and say it. And then if I don't listen, after you come out and tell me, now that's a different discussion. But don't just say, hey, you should have been reading my mind. That's what I went out and cheated. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, no. That's what I think it has to do with. If you want to do something with multiple people, stay single. What is so hard about being single? What's so hard about that?
Yeah.
You don't want to be,
when I think
if
of,
you don't want to be tied down, don't not be single.
I feel like a lot of it plays into your lifestyle as well. Like, have y'all seen the movie Temptation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of this topic or whatever, I just feel like you have that marriage that people think of, like he works, you work, blah, blah, blah. It seems boring to most people. And the average person will say, man, they want the life that this other dude offered. They want to fly places. They want to be able to do whatever they want to do. And a lot of people want that lifestyle that this dude with AIDS offered, but most people live the other boring lifestyle. And if you still dreaming, like, okay, I want to do big things, I want to own this, I want to have a private jet, I want to fly here, you're pretty much going to be tempted if you fall into the category of boring. Or if you're the rich man and you just want an average girl, you're probably going to fall into that category, because I feel like people that have the most money, they're busy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that time that the average person has for their wife or their husband. Like, you just don't have that time. And that allows for cheating if your mate is always traveling, always doing something. So.
All right, I got a question for all of y'all that was just thrown in the chat. Paul asked, how about internet sex? Would you consider that cheating? Like,
ooh.
I'm going to use an example of probably means, like, okay, like, so for instance, some people, they go spending all this money or going to go have, like, those live sex chats, whatever, and the person's doing all these different things. Would you consider that cheating?
What's a sex chat?
Okay, like, well, not those live video cams, but
like FaceTime,
like, yeah.
Like phone sex video
sex,
come up.
Well, it's just like you watching somebody do it live.
That's
like
porno.
Yeah, but it's different between a porno. They not interacting with you versus you going to one of those live video sex chats and they doing the same. You like you going in a private room with them and you paying them to do all this stuff. Like, hey, I want you to put this up your ass. I want you to put that toy up your ass. All this other stuff. Like, is that? I guess that's the question. Is that considered cheating?
I wouldn't divorce
because now
you
on an intimate one-on-one thing. Interacting with
I wouldn't be too upset about it. I would be more so like concerned, confused. So I have to take this as like, you're not young anymore. You're a grown ass man. Why are you doing that? You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, when you're younger, people do the little phone chat and all that crap and the chat, the internet chat rooms and all that. But we're grown now. Why the hell are you doing that? That confuses me. That freaks me out, kind of.
Yeah, take his data. There's no data.
You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. Most of the people who pay for that are actually within the at least the age of 30 and up. Most of the people who pay to go watch those are at least 30 and up. So I don't know. That's, you know, some people they get bored and they just, I don't know what it is. Me, I'd rather just go have fun with, if I'm making sure to have fun with my mate or. If you're single, go have fun with somebody. This is not that serious.
So, like on that sex chat, you can make the girl scream out your name.
Okay, you will pay for that stuff. There are all this money. Oh my God, let me get to do it. Do all this stuff. And yeah, it is a very big market for all executives. They, this is what they do. They go in there. Go to videos. They go into my site for or something like that. That's all I'm asking too, like being in the forum for. But they're going through those live chats. And then, like, somebody's doing like a live stream of them, you know, half naked or whatever. And like, if you want to do it, if you want to see me play myself, you got to invite me to a private. In order to do that, you have to buy like tokens. You got to spend real money and pay tokens in order to do that. Bam. Then you're in a private one-on-one with the person. You tell them to do crazy stuff. Hey, I want you to jump up and down with somebody while you're slapping your ass. Crazy shit like that.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Screaming names.
That shit is
like
weird.
Man, whatever. It's not new. This ain't something I just made up today. It's been out for a long time. And you'd be surprised how many models are out there that do it. It's because they don't do porn. Don't mean they don't do these live sex chats. Don't be fooled.
Oh, wow. This is amazing.
Yes, I know about all this stuff. I know about this stuff back behind. I know a lot of behind the scenes stuff with this industry. These people be doing like, don't. What you see is not always what you get.
Mhm.
Okay, so what's everybody? So I'm gonna start with Angela first. Angela, what's your final thought on today's topic?
My final thought is still the same. Once you start investing in a relationship outside of our relationship, it's time for me to separate. So I have to go if you have a whole mistress. That's all right. We got to go. The whole package. Bye.
All right. Let them know. Well, let them know how they can follow you. I know you didn't change your Instagram name. And if it wasn't for thank you, Desi. If it wasn't for Desi, I wouldn't have known it.
Has changed. Follow me on Instagram, and that is _SincerelyAngela. Just like it sounds, _SincerelyAngela. And my Twitter is still @IamIAngela.
that's it.
Okay, well, I'm trying to figure all that out. I think you tell me you are a saint in the sky. Okay, I'm gonna go to Houston now, maybe Houston. Your final thought?
This is the same, like it depends on the situation and what you were doing. Like what your cheating is. If I ain't gonna lie, if it's a whole nother child you done came up with, I'm done with you. Because I chose my husband for a reason. He has no kids. You know, I wanted to be our kids and that's it. So again, it just depends on the situation, how far you went with it. You know, make sure you're not living a whole nother life.
What if you got a tattoo?
Being that my face is on my husband's chest, if he had a tattoo, he wouldn't even do that, so I ain't gonna worry about that. For him to cheat, I would ask the girl, like, did you do it from the bathroom? Did you find him and look at my face the whole time? Because my face is on his chest.
Wow.
I don't know. It just depends. It depends on the situation.
Maybe she was sending some tattoos. You were fantasizing about cheating.
Okay, well, if I need to get crazy and give up the ass, I'm just saying.
Wow.
All right, let them know how they can follow you.
Instagram,
Killer.
Same thing, gangster.
Murderer.
No. gangster wife, G-A-N-G-S-T-R. I think my Twitter is Houston_Riri, R-I-R-I. Or it might be R-E-R-E. I'm still working on that. I got a new phone. I got to put it on this one. And my Facebook is Houston. I am. And that's all the ways you can talk. Thank you.
Hey, you. All right. Facts, I'm going to leave this away.
Okay, it's
like
my turn.
Follow.
I'm going to say these flags, Desi. I got the flags. I'm saying he on myself. Okay. Go ahead.
Like I was saying, man, I guess it just depends. I'm not just going to run at the first sign of trouble, whatever it is, whether she has sex with somebody, whether she contracts AIDS, picking up needles at her job or some dumb stuff, but
what?
Whatever it is. Like, I mean, that was another thing I wanted to touch on. Like, every subject, it kind of goes to sex when, I guess, there's a lot of other stuff that people, like, what if your wife got in a car accident and was paralyzed for the rest of her life? Are you going to run?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going? But it's like with the whole cheating thing, like, that's compared to me, it's compared to some of the worst things that you can run from. So I wouldn't run at the first sign of trouble. I just wouldn't. That's my take on it. And I don't like being followed. Y'all know that.
Yeah, I was going to quote you on that. You need 50 cakes for me.
No.
Had something to do that week.
Alright, Desi, that leaves you laying.
Alright, so I don't care if it's your cheating with your mistress and it's not sexual. It could be communication. It could be just time. I don't condone none of it. I'm very personal and just territorial. I think it's personal, especially when it comes to my marriage. I'm very selfish when it comes to my marriage and the people that I love. So just being quite honest, like I would have to leave the situation. I would consider if we have kids or things like that, but just for me personally, because I know how I am, because I just feel like you disrespected me and you disrespected our kids and what we have built on our foundation. So I feel like I would have to leave, you know, the situation. But that's just how I feel. I don't condone none of it. And I'm sticking to that. I'm not going to change my mind. So y'all can follow me at DIMP87. And I really appreciate you guys a lot. And, of course, that for, like, showing mad love. But, yeah, until next week. We got a good show next week, so tune in for that.
Oh, My thing is this too. As long as she don't suck his dick, then I'll stay with her. She suck his dick,
I
gotta leave. Because like, I kiss her every day, and then I ain't gonna be happy with that, so I gotta leave her. I can't do it.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah, I just throw something in the ratchet on purpose. I had to make it a little interesting and fun. All right, y'all. I'm ready. We about to roll out. What we do, reminder, we will have McKinley Freeman replace Derek Roman on Hit the Floor 2 weeks from today. So y'all be here live direct for the show. Don't be trying to be fake and call in the show then, because we guess you're going to be on mute. Sure, yes. There you go, man. We'll be after peace. See you next week on Glitch and Ramble.